You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in Studio A, and we're joined on the phone this morning by Phyllis Bechtold. Phyllis, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Phyllis, Tracy has two little ones at home, so he's going to be extra interested in meeting your primary character, Seymour Bluffs.
Yes.
Tell me about him.
Well, Seymour is an American bald eagle. He is the main character in all my stories. He sees more than any other bird as he flies along the bluffs, along the rivers in the United States. He has told the story of the Piasaw bird, which is an Indian legend here in the city of Alton, and it's painted on the bluffs near the river. He's told the story of Robert Wadlow, who was the tallest man who ever lived, and he was born and raised in Alton, which is my hometown, and my father went to school with him, which is kind of the impetus for that story.
The tallest man in the world?
The tallest man in the world, 8'11.1".
Really?
Or feet, 11, let's see, no, wait a minute, 8.11.1, yeah, almost 9 feet. And he was growing. He was still growing when he died at the age of 23.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Robert Wadlow. He grew up in Alton. He's featured in a lot of the Wrigley's Believe It or Not. They have him, a statue of him and his stories in most of their stores.
So Seymour saw him.
Well, Seymour told a story about him, yes.
Okay.
Seymour may have seen him all those years ago, I don't know. But my dad went to school with him. My dad always used to laugh and say, I flunked third grade. And I'd say, how did that happen? And he said, well, I sat behind Robert Wadlow and I couldn't see the blackboard. So I took that story and made it into a children's story that teaches children that it's okay to be different, and that they should be tolerant of those who are different.
Seymour helps
Wilbur, the main character, which was my dad's name, figure out how to get Robert to the back of the classroom instead of sitting in front of everybody by still not hurt his feelings. So they alphabetize the classroom, and, of course, W is in the back. So that worked.
There you go.
Seymour's pretty smart.
So that was actually the impetus for the character Seymour Bluffs?
No, the impetus for the character was that I owned some gift shops in a little tourist town along the Mississippi River, and we have eagle season here. You're probably a little south for eagle season.
No. We have eagle season too in January and February. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we have eagle season here, and it's huge. It's a big tourist market. So I wanted the character to be something that could also teach. So in the back of all of my books, I have Seymour's Tidbits. And Seymour's Tidbits is a page with facts about eagles or eagles, and another page about facts about the subject of the book. So like in the Robert Wadlow book, there's a page that has facts about eagles and another page that has facts about Robert Wadlow.
That is pretty cool, actually. We're speaking today because you are actually coming to Wycliffe Mann State Historic Site on Saturday. You'll be there from 1 to 3, and I am told that there will be a life-size Seymour Bluffs. There.
Yes. He's 5 feet tall.
Well, my golly, where'd you get all those feathers?
He's a stuffed animal. He flew in from Canada near Seattle.
So
yes.
You do book readings quite a bit, I guess.
I do. Mm-hmm.
And what is the reaction of children who attend and adults?
They're interested, number one, in the facts and in the legend. The Legend of the Piasaw Bird was my first book, and it's probably, up until the towboat book, has been my most popular because it tells a legend that children, that people want their children to know and want their children to pass down, you know, just like we learned it. I mean, it was discovered on the bluffs near Alton, Illinois in 1673 when Marquette and Joliet went up the river.
They found...
They discovered the painting, and they drew its likeness in their journals, and it's still in their journals. I believe it's in France, their journals are. It was discovered then, and it's been painted and repainted on the bluffs by groups of people who are interested in keeping the legend alive. But nobody really knows what the legend is. It's a legend, and, you know, legends change as we hand them down from generation to generation. So my legend is pretty similar to what everybody else knows, except I made it a little more kid-friendly.
Well, could you kind of give us an outline of the current legend?
The legend is that this creature that had wings, it looked like a deer, it had horns like a deer, wings like a bird, a tail like a snake wrapped around its body, and scales like a fish, and claws and talons, and it flew up out of the river, and in my legend, it steals the fish off the spears of the braves as they're hunting for their food. So it steals their food. And Chief Watoga, the braves would go back to Chief Watoga, and they would be afraid and angry because it was stealing their food. And Chief Watoga decided that he would sacrifice himself on a rocky ledge on the bluffs and hide his braves in the bushes with poison arrows. And when the creature came for him, they would shoot it, and it would go away. And that is exactly what they did. He wrapped himself in a deer hide and placed himself on a ledge. And when the creature came, the brave shot at it, and it went away and went into the river and was never seen again. So that's my legend.
That's sort of spooky, actually.
It can be for children, yes.
Yeah.
Can be, but they love it, and moms that I know say, oh my gosh, I have to read that book all the time, and then every time we're down near Alton, we have to go look at the thing on the bluffs.
It's
kind of intriguing.
It's the painting is viewable by
yes.
everybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, how interesting. Tracy, did you know about that?
No idea.
Well, we're so glad to meet you, Phyllis, and so you will be reading that legend and others?
Wycliffe Mounds only carries the Piousaw Bird book because it's an Indian legend and it's an Indian historic site. I will have all of my other books, but I probably will only read that one. If I read, I'm not sure what the schedule is for that day, but I'm happy to do whatever.
So what are your other titles?
Well, I have Seymour Bluffs and the Legend of the Piousaw Bird, Seymour Bluffs and Robert Wadlow, the Tallest Man in the World, a story of tolerance and diversity and tolerance. And then my newest book is Seymour Bluffs, the Towboat Hero. About 3.5 years ago, my life changed, and I had owned some businesses here in town and sold those businesses and went out on the river as a towboat cook. So I cooked for almost 3 years full-time, and now I'm part-time. I'm kind of a substitute for them. But while I was on the boat, people are so curious about what goes on the river and how people work on a towboat. And when I say, well, we live on the towboat, you live on the towboat. You mean you sleep on the towboat? Yes, we sleep on the towboat. Well, how long are the shifts? And what does this person do? And what does that person do? And where do you get your groceries? And how do you decide what to cook? And, you know, lots and lots of questions. So there's a lot of curiosity and a lot of romance about the river and river life, you know, ever since Mark Twain. So I decided that Seymour's next book needed to be a story about life on a towboat. So in order to be a captain on a towboat, you have to start as a deckhand, and you have to learn all of the jobs as you work your way up. So Seymour flew up to Captain Terry and said, I want to be a captain. How do I be a captain? He said, well, you have to learn all the other jobs. So he proceeds to learn all of the different jobs from all the different people on the towboat. But in the process, he's told that he has to work 30 days, and then he can be off for 30 days. Well, 30 days seems like a long time to be away from his family because, you know, eagles mate for life, so, and they build their nest forever. You know, they just keep adding to it and adding to it. And he just wasn't sure that he wanted to be away from his mate and his nest and his little ones for very long, and he was having second thoughts. So anyway, a fog rolled in one night, and there was danger for a fisherman in a John boat ahead of them, and he saved the day. And in doing that, the captain, Captain Terry, made him honorary captain. So he has his little honorary captain cap, and he was able to go back to his family, but yet he could still fly alongside the towboats and help them and watch out for danger that might be ahead. So that's that story. But in the process, it tells about towboats and jobs on the towboat and river life and how much, in the facts in the back, there's how many barges, how many semi-trucks one barge holds and how many rail cars one barge holds and that kind of thing. So that's the newest book. And it was picked up by Tate Publishing. So it was published and illustrated by Tate and distributed, you know, nationwide. So that's been good.
So we can get these Seymour Bluffs books at Amazon.com?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're all available at Amazon.com.
And they'll be at Wycliffe Mound State Historic mm-hmm. Site Saturday, along with Phyllis Bechtold, the author. And you're going to autograph the books for sale and talk about the legend. That is everything you've talked about is sort of new to Tracy and me, and we thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Seymour Bluffs. Thanks.